this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The entire Russian team is banned from the September Paralympic Games. The International Paralympic Committee strongly condemned Russia's sports doping program, issuing a blanket ban on Russian athletes hoping to enter the September competition in Rio de Janeiro. The International Olympic Committee earlier approved the entry of about 70% of Russian athletes at the Rio Olympic Games, despite a scandal involving the doping of athletes there. Philip Craven is the president of the IPC.
And I cannot tell you how saddened we all were to learn that the state-sponsored doping program that exists within Russian sport regrettably extends to Russian Paralympic sport, parasport, as well.
The Paralympic Games are conducted for athletes with physical disabilities. Many as a million people filled the streets of Istanbul, Turkey, Sunday in a display of support for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The mass rally marked an end to nightly demonstrations that have taken place since an aborted coup in July. That's a Thai official announcing Sunday that voters have approved a new constitution. The country's military leaders say this opens the way to new elections. Preliminary results showed 62% of voters approving the constitution, 38% rejecting it. Syrian rebels Sunday broke a three-week government hold on the city of Aleppo, a major military setback for forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. Rebel forces surged through government territory in the eastern part of the city, pushing government forces out of military colleges and other locations they had held. This is VOA News. Defending champion Serena Williams battled high winds Sunday to reach the Olympic tennis second round, defeating Australia's Daria Gavrilova 6-4, 6-2. Reigning world champion swimmer Yulia Efimova of Russia was booed after winning her heat in the 100-meter breaststroke preliminaries after serving a 16-month suspension for doping and then testing positive this year for the now-banned pharmaceutical melanomium. The most decorated athlete in the Olympic history, American Michael Phelps, competes in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. Iran has executed a nuclear scientist who was convicted of handing over to the United States top secrets about Iran's nuclear program. The execution of Shahram Amiri was confirmed Sunday by Iran's official news agency, IRNA. The judicial spokesman said the court had sentenced him to death, a sentence that was upheld by Iran's Supreme Court. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is questioning the mental health of his Democratic opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump told a rally in New Hampshire on Sunday that Clinton is an unbalanced, unhinged person. Trump mocked Clinton's comment that she short-circuited in answering a question about her use of an unsecured private email server when she was the country's top diplomat. Trump told the crowd he has a winning temperament. Officials said Sunday mudslides triggered by what was left of Tropical Storm Earl killed 18 people along Mexico's Caribbean coast. Most of the deaths were reported in the eastern states of Veracruz and Puebla, where heavy rains sent rocks and mud cascading down mountains and hills. Storms have claimed the lives of at least 17 people in the Macedonian capital, Skopje. At least 6 people are missing. About 60 others have been hospitalized, and about 1,000 have been evacuated. A United Nations peacekeeper was killed and 4 were wounded Sunday in northern Mali when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb. A UN statement said the blast occurred in the Kidal region and that all of the victims were from Chad. An Australian and an American have been kidnapped in the Afghan capital, Kabul. A local official says men disguised in National Security Force uniforms kidnapped the two around 8:30 p.m. Kabul time. Police have launched an investigation. A Somali minister survived an assassination attempt Sunday when a hand grenade was thrown at his car in Mogadishu. Mohammed Abdullahi Hassan Noah, Minister of Sport and Youth, says the explosive device hit his car as he was shopping at a local market. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.